Whether he intended it or not, I think St. Paul in that second reading today got some people mad. Because he was talking about, you know, how husbands, when they're married, are not always focused on God. They're always focused on their wives. And I know the wives were thinking, what? He's always focused on me? I don't think so. I think it was the basketball game last night or other things. You know, come on, he's not always he worries about me all the time. And the husbands might have been thinking the same thing, because St. Paul says that women who are married are always thinking about the things of this world. They're always worried about their husbands. And the husbands are probably thinking, what? She's not always worried about me. It's the shoes. It's the other thing. No, it's not just me. And I think single people have a right to be upset a little bit too. Because he says, we're always focused on God all the time. I think, what? Really? That's what single people are focused on? Come on, single people out there. Is that what you focus on all the time? Is God? St. Paul is young yet when he's writing this. I think he intended well, that he just thought, well, if you just kind of shape your life a little bit like this, then maybe it'll be easier for you to find your way to God. Just as you heard last week, though I heard people joking after Mass last week, St. Paul said last week, husbands, live as if you weren't married. I'm like, what? I'm like, really? You're supposed to live like you're not married? I don't think that's a good advice at all. But he's believing that the world is going to end here real quick, that Jesus is coming back. And so you only have to do this for a short period of time. He'll be back very soon. He changes his mind later in Romans, which is his last letter, but this is one of his early ones. And so just live this way. But you and I know that that's not the case. That single people aren't necessarily holier. And married people aren't necessarily distracted. I know lots of married people who I think are very, very holy, whose lives really are focused on the Lord. And I know a lot of single people, including priests, who are not very holy, whose lives are distracted by many things. They're anxious and worried and pursuing so many other things. So it's not simply lifestyle. That's perhaps, it has a little bit to play, but it's not simply that. In the gospel today, there's a little line coming out of the mouth of the evil one that might tell us something. You might notice throughout the gospels that whenever the devil speaks, he speaks in plural. You heard it today. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? The evil one speaks in the plural. It's multiple, cluttered, of many minds. Maybe you experience what I experience, that when I'm not doing well, it's because I'm of many minds, that it's cluttered, that there's like multiple things going on in my head at the same time. I'm not focused. I'm not single-minded, but many-minded. You probably, at least I have this experience, I would think you would too. You intend to do something good, and then you don't do it. You do something wrong. Or there's so many things in my head that it's hard to decide which one to do. There's so many opportunities. to fill our days with so many things. And we intend maybe to do good, but the clutter, the many-mindedness, gets us doing other things. It's a common experience for me now to intend to do some work in my office and waste an hour very easily reading some foolish thing on the internet. I think, I just lost an hour. What did I do? What was I looking at? How did I, it's gone. Now I got to hurry up and try and get this all done. And I didn't spend the right, look. You know, with all the social media and stuff, now it's easy to be even more cluttered in our brains with so many things coming our way. So what St. Paul is really after is he wants us to be single-minded, not tempted by all that clutter, all the many minds, the plural evil, but to be focused, first of all, on God. And if we focus, first of all, on God, then the rest of the stuff takes place. Because we've chosen what is good and what is holy. And then we don't have to worry about all those other things. We still can love our families, our friends, still do our jobs. But through that vision, through that single-mindedness of wanting to conform our will to the will of the Father, here's the problem. I intend to do the good, but I end up doing the bad, right? So we all, hopefully, are trying to be single-minded, but we fail along the way. St. Paul, late in life, when he's writing in the book of Romans, writes specifically about that. He's no longer the young man of Corinthians where, just change your life, it'll be fine. But as an older man, he says, I don't know why this happens. I intend to do the good, but I end up doing the bad. Who will save me? And then he writes, thankfully, we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. As an older man, he understands that simply changing your outer things doesn't change the inside. Only one person can do that. Only Jesus can do that. You and I do not have that ability to do that on our own. We will fail. St. Paul failed. We all fail. Like the man who's possessed today in the synagogue, we need Jesus. And he comes to destroy the multiple mind. The evil one, have you come to destroy us? Yes. So that you would be focused on the only thing that matters. So Jesus can do that. Jesus can help us to be single-minded. And in doing so, freeing us to live as we were intended to live, filled with love, no matter what lifestyle we've chosen, filled with love and holiness, right there. Thank goodness we have a Savior.